Our next story is also about a man who's run into trouble with the authorities, but that is where the similarities with the Strauss-Kahn case in New York end. The man in this case is called Shoaib Azizi. He lives in Southern California, and his name may or may not be similar to one that's on the U.S. government's terrorist watch list. Ruxandra Guidi of the public media collaboration Fronteras has his story.
His story is straight out of Franz Kafka's The Castle, the story of a man who gets lost in a labyrinth of government bureaucracy to the point where it takes over his life and drives him mad. For Shoaib Azizi, it all started in 2007. Azizi is an Afghan-born U.S. citizen, a sharply dressed and upper-middle-class real estate broker from a San Diego suburb. He would regularly cross the border from San Diego to Tijuana to show properties to clients. One day, he was stopped and searched by Customs and Border Protection. Then it began happening over and over again.
Sometimes he hold me there for as much as 6 hours, then 5 hours, 4 hours, like 2-3 hours was just normal.
Azizi wasn't given a reason for why he was being stopped, nor what government agency he could turn to for answers. Soon after, he was being detained at airports, too.
They're going to search me, everything. I mean, my pockets, my body, and take everything out, my wallet, my belt, you name it. And then after that, you sit down in it, just sitting there waiting for hours and hours and hours till they get a clearance from Washington.
As the problem persisted, Azizi's relationship with his clients began to suffer. Eventually, a Customs and Border Protection agent hinted to Azizi that his name matched the name of a terrorist suspect in Afghanistan. In desperation, Azizi sent letters of complaint to local, state, and federal officials.
This is it. It was George W. Bush. This is Oscar Preciado, the director of the border.
Republican Congressman Brian Bilbray received one of Azizi's letters and began an inquiry. Brian Jones is a liaison with the Homeland Security Department for the congressman.
They sent a response back saying basically that they can't confirm or deny why he's being stopped, but they will look into it, and if so, they will make the necessary changes. After that, I never heard from him again.
But Azizi did. He received a letter from the Department of Homeland Security containing what's known as a Traveler Redress Inquiry Number, or TRIP, which he could show to officials next time he was stopped. His new TRIP number would allegedly take care of the problem. An interview request to the Department of Homeland Security's TRIP program went unanswered, but the FBI's Terrorist Screening Center, which manages the terror watch list, did respond to our questions. An official who asked to remain nameless said that, quote, 99% of the people who file a redress form who believe they're mistakenly on the terrorist watch list have no connection to the list at all. In other words, individuals like Azizi may not even be on a terror watch list to begin with.
You want it to be accurate and complete.
That's Timothy Healy, director of the Terrorist Screening Center, speaking to Voice of America in 2009.
It's a balancing act between private citizens and their concerns and the safety of the United States, and that's a balancing act that occurs every day.
Since 2005, the number of names on the watch list has expanded from 288,000 to 1 million in 2009, according to an audit by the Government Accountability Office. The ACLU calls the watch list bloated. Attorney Sean Reardon of the ACLU San Diego office says two main things are problematic with Azizi's case. If he's on the list, no one knows why, and there's no way to challenge it.
The government's vision may be completely unreasonable in that case, but yet there's very little way to even gather information about what's happening, let alone to try to frontally attack any errors that the government might be making.
Security consultants say the terror watch list is riddled with mistakes, but they say it could be better if it were streamlined and shared between more government agencies like France and Britain do. As far as Azizi goes, he recently changed his name from Shoaib Mohammed Azizi to just Shoaib Azizi, but that hasn't helped. One recent positive development is that Azizi is being stopped less at the border. Congressman Brian Bilbray's office is taking credit for the change. But in the absence of a transparent process, the real reason is a mystery. For The World, I'm Ruxandra Guidi in San Diego.